want more free flow, which would mean supposedly less locking down the information and more sharing of information that may include individually identifiable data sets. But in fact, the trust that the public places in giving governments at all levels, federal, state, local, as well as private sector entities who might be sharing that information with the government, the trust that they place in those entities to do the right thing with that information depends a lot on how careful they are with the data that they receive on the individual. So if you or I had information about us that were held by a government agency, we would want to make sure that if the government agency is sharing it to make sure that, that air traffic is safe or that borders are safe, as the government shares that kind of information about many people every day, we'd want to make sure that the systems that are used to share the information are secure and can't be hacked so that our personal information could be taken by somebody who would do ill with that information. We'd also want to make sure that the people on either end of the sharing process, whether it's a federal agency or a local law enforcement official, understand that personally identifiable information is very sensitive and needs to be handled with care. For the most part, information sharing systems in the government have been about setting up those effective and efficient flows. But the argument that I'm making and that we've been discussing at the IBM Center with the Information Sharing Environment Program Office is that in order to sustain sharing over the long term, you need to build in those security and privacy protections. And I think the Information Sharing Environment Program Office, headed by the program manager, Shendra Paul, is very supportive of that, and it is one of the tenets of the information sharing environment policy principles set out by the administration.
The piece that you're writing about this on the IBM Center's blog is called Sustaining the Information Sharing Environment, the Key Role of Security and Privacy, and we have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com right now. It sounds to me like what you're saying is that security and privacy should be built into information sharing at the macro level, so that we understand that the information that's exchanged at the micro level is secure and kept private so that then it can circulate kind of inside the pipes that are already secured from the outside. Do I have that right?
That's an interesting way to say it. I'd say that rather than macro and micro, I'd say built up front into the infrastructure. Rather than design a system so that let's get it to the maximally efficient flow between different parties in a system, whether it's federal, state, local governments, foreign governments, or the private sector. Set up the flows so that, as you say, the pipes are protected as the information is traveling, so that we know that the systems, for example, when you're interfacing with public databases, as often happens now in the world of social media, or where there's lots of information on the web, set up the interfaces between the sharing entities so that every time something comes into contact with a public database, there's good visibility around the security of that interchange, because those interchanges can be hacked more easily, can be the targets more easily, because they are out there in the open. So continuously monitor those, set up protocols and filters so that you can filter out bad traffic, et cetera. So it's more designing it up front so that the operation flows well thereafter.
The reason this sounded counterintuitive to me, and I asked a couple of folks before I talked about having you come on the program because I wanted to make sure it wasn't just me and other folks agreed with me. The reason this sounds counterintuitive is because I think we, each of us, look at the idea of information being shared through our own personal prisms. And I think most people tend to go directly to the idea of not just information being shared, but my information being shared. And so we think about it from that perspective rather than thinking about it from the perspective of huge databases of information being shared that nobody in realistic terms has the opportunity to go through and connect this piece of information with Francis Rose or this piece of information with Dan Chenick and be able to put all of that together just because of the sheer quantity of information that's being moved around.
That's correct, and that's where the security piece comes in as opposed to the privacy piece, because those large databases could be tapped into, as in the case of significant data breaches that not just affect personal information that we've seen time and time again over the past several years, but they may also contain business-sensitive information that even at a high level of aggregation could be of concern to a particular business. One of the principal targets of the U.S. Cybersecurity posture now, of course, is exfiltration. Nation states and non-nation state actors from abroad, as well as criminals who are looking to take information without disrupting the system. And in the same manner, as information is shared in the systems like the ones you described, putting good security and also setting up a resilient system so that you know if something happens, if there's an incident, how do you respond, what are the backups you go to, and who do you notify? All of those things are important in setting up a robust and effective information sharing environment for the long term.